7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, it's stirring. Turn off the water. And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I've got some good news and bad news, I guess. The good news is it's slightly warmer today outdoors. It is 0 degrees. That's 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or about negative 18 Celsius. So that's good. It was negative 15 Fahrenheit last night when I went to bed, and it was so cold I couldn't get to sleep, and I rolled over and I looked at the clock and it was 3 a.m. and then I flopped around some more, but I finally fell asleep. I got up real early though, because like I said, it's a little cool. And I had some problems. I had some cold-related problems, and that's why I'm afraid to tell you that, once again, I'm going to be phoning it in today. This is not going to be much of a show, because I can barely do anything. Right now, I'd like to tell you that I'm sitting in the bathtub, but I'm not. I'm actually sitting on the edge of the bathtub, and I just have my feet in some hot water, because I had one foot start to cramp up and then my other one did, and I was like yada yada, then one foot totally cramped up and one foot sort of relaxed, and then I came up here, and so now I'm just kind of my foot hurts. So that's a fun thing. But the good news is, where are they? Oh, I can't reach them. They're over there. Okay, never mind. I found some postcards. I was unstacking some books here in the bathroom. Unstacking some books? Tub, you have stacks of books in your bathroom? Yeah. I got, 3 stacks of books and a couple stacks of magazines. How many books? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 in this stack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in this stack, and what looks like 6 in that stack over there. Yeah, so I was moving books around. And between a couple of books was four postcards. Four postcards that are really unusual in that they're junk. Why do I have them? I don't know. Actually, I do know. I know how I got these and everything. Somebody gave them to me, said, hey, I don't want these. You like postcards and stuff? And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, thanks. And so now I have these postcards. Maybe I need to send them out. They're not anything interesting or good. I was thinking maybe I could modify them, do something to them. But who knows? All right, in other news, I am waiting for a package. I'm waiting for a package via Federal Express, the old FedEx. And this is getting weird because, when did I order this stuff? Like last Monday, right? And they said, okay, thanks for your order. Here's your shipping number to track your shipment. So I started to track my shipment, and FedEx said, okay, it'll be there Monday by the end of the day, meaning today. I thought, that's weird. It seems like it's a little bit longer than usual to ship from that place that has shipped to me in 4 days before, but whatever. So I said, yeah, okay, I don't care. That's cool. And then you know, so for a couple of days, I kind of just loosely followed the tracking, which isn't much. It's basically, oh, we scanned it. Oh, it got picked up. Oh, it's at the processing facility. And then the next thing you know is whether or not it's at your house. There's nothing in between. Yeah, God. And so Saturday, 2 days ago, you know, we started having this big storm, right? And it started snowing and it was windy and all that. And I was thinking, oh, gosh, I wonder if this will affect the delivery time of my package. And this is the package that's got my modulation generator in it and a bunch of patch cables and some blank rack panels. And I'm really excited for it. Anyway, I'm trying to stay calm. So Saturday, I thought, oh, I wonder if this storm is going to impact the delivery of my package. And so I logged into the tracking website, put in the tracking number, and no. Not only is the storm not delaying my package, it has somehow increased the speed of my package. Delta V. And the website is now telling me, oh, it'll be there today, Saturday, by the end of the day. And then there's a little icon in the thing and it says early. Okay, well, great. That's great. That makes more sense because I was originally thinking that it wouldn't take so long from this particular company that's in California. It shouldn't take 7 days to FedEx a package from, you know, Burbank to Omaha. So I thought, okay, yeah, great. Until the package never showed up on Saturday. And I thought, okay, here we go. So I logged back into the tracking website and I put in the tracking number and they said, we can't tell you when it will be delivered now. We don't know. It's like, what? But you have no other information to tell me. There's no excuse. There's no like, oh, because of the storm, there may be delays. Yeah, no, there's just, we have no information about this at this time. Oh, great. So then yesterday I checked a couple times. Yeah, same message. Unknown. But, you know, I don't think they do anything on Sundays. I guess they got to be closed, right? So I checked again this morning. Oh, about an hour ago, and of course, you know, even though it was originally supposed to be here today, now they don't know when the delivery date is. Oh my God, did they lose the package? Did they lose my package? No, I hope not. More hot water. Yeah, so am I going to get my package today? I don't know, maybe. I guess we're going to find out. Not real excited about it. Well, actually, I sort of am, but I wouldn't use the word excited. I have weird angry anxiety. I have anxiety. I am feeling some kind of unusual emotion. That is, I don't know, a combination of rage and nerves? Yeah, that's anxiety. It doesn't matter. But I do have some synth stuff coming. I'm happy. So you might be wondering, so what's going on with the synth then, Tobe? Well, that's where it's going to get weird here in a second. Because last night I did do some more tweaking on the old, that weird funny generative thing that we had going. And I added a bunch of stuff. I managed to LFO the bit collider. What else did I do? Oh God, I did a whole bunch of crazy stuff. I, including, and this is the most crazy thing. I ran my sample and hold into the LFO. So every once in a while, the LFO changes speeds. And when I say the LFO, I mean all the LFOs, because the LFO is really eight LFOs and seven are in use. Or is it six? I think it's six. And it's insane. I did a couple of other minor things. I don't really remember what they were. But yeah, it's truly brilliant. And I think we're going to have to listen to that now. And we're going to listen to a lot of it. Because the cycle of this is fairly long, we're going to have to listen to 10 minutes of this just so that, well, you can hear all the possible variations of what's going to happen. Because it's awesome. And, well, I guess we really don't have to stall anymore. Let's just do it. And so here we are, deep within the Krell machine. And according to the Krell schedule, the next sounding of this machine will start at 1942 UTC. And so, yeah, we can hear it. It's rumbling. It sounds like it's idling. And it sounds like, maybe something's getting ready to happen. This is going to be pretty damn incredible here on the Forbidden Planet in the depths of the Krell machine. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Oh, the Krell machine's going crazy. Run away, run away. Okay, so there you have it. A generative synthesizer patch that, well, I don't even know what to say. I've leveled up or something. Something opened up in my head. I'm pretty excited about this. For reasons I don't know if I can completely explain. Is that my greatest patch ever? It very well could be. I mean, I've created a lot of synthesizer patches in my life. And, oh boy. Wow. Is it the greatest Krell patch ever? I don't know. Is it my personal greatest Krell patch ever? Oh. Easily, by far. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm just gonna have to say that that's the best patch I've ever done in my entire life. And I realize that that might really not sound like a smart statement, or if you just listened to that and said, what's the big deal? It's just a bunch of random noise. Well, yeah, no, it's not a bunch of random noise. That's a bunch of generated noise. What's the difference? Well, not a whole hell of a lot, but I didn't actually use any sort of random number generation in that. That's all LFOs. That's all natural cycles. And oh yeah, I counted seven LFOs, seven LFOs, all but the slowest LFO I have. Are being used in that patch. Wow. I gotta drink some tea. I'm really, really impressed with myself. That's the best generative thing that I've ever done. And it's just gonna get better.
Good tea.
It's only going to get better because the things that I have coming, actually I've only got one real synth thing coming, but I've got a lot of parts coming that I'm going to make more synth stuff out of. Yay! And this new thing that's coming, I think this is going to... Well, you know, you've heard me talk for the last few months or year about how, oh, I need a gate sequencer. Oh, I need a trigger sequencer. Should I get a Euclidean rhythms generator or should I get a Turing machine and blah, blah, blah. Well, this thing that's coming, it's going to sort of, it can possibly replace those. I mean, it doesn't generate Euclidean stuff and it doesn't, it's, yeah, no, I, we're not going to need a Turing machine or anything for a while. This is going to set me up for, you know, quite a bit of nonsense. So the big question is it going to come today? Is it going to arrive in the mail or arrive via the truck? Federal Express. I hope it does. If it does, hopefully I'll be able to install it before tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode of DGC. I don't know if that's going to happen, though. I mean, I'm kind of sketchy. This is one of those days where I gotta really, really watch it. I gotta make sure that I don't do anything that, you know, incapacitates me any greater than I'm already incapacitated. But it's warming up. It might be a little bit warm tomorrow, too. So, geez, I'm gonna have to sneak off to the grocery store and get more food because I'm getting low on food. I don't know. Anyway, where's my synth stuff? Well, maybe I'll have more information tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and this, oh yeah, is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes.
And now for some secret beeps. Where's my synth?